It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hello, is this thing on? Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome to the podcast. If you're a new listener, if you're an existing listener, what's up? How you doing? And so I have a lot going on in my life currently, and I know a lot of you all probably say the exact same. And I think that for me specifically, in this period, I've been trying to figure out the best ways to navigate. And when I talk about navigation, I'm talking about sometimes the tools that we use in order to know that we're going in the right direction. I think often when we don't have the right tools, what ends up happening is that we use other people's tools, right? We operate without tools. Therefore, we then look up and wonder, where did the time go? How did we get here? Why are we here? Who's around now that I'm here, you know? And as I've been thinking about this more and more, because over the last few weeks, I've been managing and trying to complete multiple projects. I've been trying to be a good friend. I've been trying to be a good son, you know, good sibling. I've been trying to be a good CEO. I've been trying to just be a good crutch, you know? And for some of you, you are a crutch to somebody. You may be a crutch to your best friend. You may be a crutch to, you know, different communities that you're a part of. And as a crutch, it's really hard, because if you're not there, you feel like other people's lives will fall apart, right? Like you have this feeling, even though it may not be true, but you have this feeling that you always have to be available. And so here's the issue with availability. The issue with availability is that when you allocate time to be there and show up, people then over time expect this availability when they're going through something. They expect this availability when they call and you don't pick up. They're wondering, why didn't you pick up? So they'll call right back. Availability is very dangerous. You know, I've been experiencing this a lot. I'm the type of person that's, you know, to my friends and et cetera, I try to be really available. But I've realized very quickly this backfires. Being available is not a good thing. What I started to do is I started to really evaluate, where do I want to spend my time, right? And because something's not on my calendar doesn't mean I'm available during that time. Now follow me, right? A lot of times some of us who do use our calendar, when something's on our calendar, we know that, okay, I can't do this thing then because, you know, I have it booked out. However, the spaces where we don't have anything booked out, what we tend to do when people ask us to do something, what we tend to do is we then tend to look at our calendar. If we see a gap and it hasn't been filled in, we automatically fill it in. We have this mindset that, okay, let me just fill up my calendar. Again, availability. You know, we want to be available to everyone. So we do that by filling up our calendar to make sure they know that we are available. And even if there's gaps in the calendar that aren't allocated, we quickly jump to allocate it, right? Because we want to be available. And so I've realized this isn't a good thing. I thought in the past it was a great thing to be there for everyone. But I soon realized when, especially when you have goals, maybe in the past I didn't, let me take that back. I'm not saying you don't have goals because you're very available. I'm saying that for me specifically in the past, when I didn't have strong enough goals that were magnets, right? Magnetic goals that pushed me toward that goal no matter what I would do then is I would procrastinate. I would fill in my time with other things to make sure that, you know, I was available. And I think this is what happens when you don't know how to prioritize and you don't know what your priorities are. You don't know what you're working towards. You don't know the vision that you set for yourself and for your life. It's so easy to disrupt it. Anything that comes, the wrench that comes in your plan, anything that comes to the feeling of, you know, anything that allows you to really think about, you know, your priorities and your goals and distract you away from it, it means your goals and your priorities aren't that strong. They're not magnetic enough that it's pulling you to say, you know what, I already have these prior commitments. I'm not available, right? Hey, I already have these, you know, prior responsibilities. I'm not available. It's so hard and for some of us, so taboo to say, hey, I'm not free. Hey, I'm not available. Hey, the answer is no. Without then us following up with an explanation of like why it's no, why I'm not available. Why can't that just be enough? Now, there are a group of us who we don't manage our lives via calendar. And this is a very dangerous group because I used to be in this group and now I am. You know, gravitating towards being in the group of people that put everything on their calendar. But those of us that operate without a calendar, a lot of times are too available. And what I mean by that is because we don't have a set of, you know, schedule that we're following, we tend to fall into everyone else's schedule. We tend to go with the flow and then we end up on everyone else's plans. And at the end of the day, we're like, wait, I didn't get anything done. I didn't do anything for myself. You know, I am exhausted. I feel depleted. And what's happening is when we allow the current to flow, we flow with the current because we don't have no direction. So we just flow whatever way the current is going at that time. And so what I realized is availability is it's great that you could find time in your calendar, right? The goal is, especially if you're an entrepreneur, to get your time back, right? So you have time to do the things that you enjoy. But often I find people are available too much for the things that they don't enjoy. And I feel like they never show up for themselves at the same time, right? They're not available to themselves. And so what I encourage you all to do as you're listening to this episode, and this is what's been on my heart because availability is something else, you know. People, once you're available too much over time, they expect that. And so you always have to sort of come back and reset expectations around your availability of if you could actually do something. And just because you look at your calendar and you see that you're not doing anything during that time they want you to show up for them or they're asking for something doesn't mean you have to jump at the fact and become available. Right. Again, just because you have the time doesn't mean you are available. And I know for some of you, you don't quite understand that. But for those of you that are the overgivers, I'm specifically talking to you right now. Just because you have the time doesn't mean you have to be available for other people to access your time. So where are you in your life? How available are you? How strong are your goals, your commitment, your priorities? And are you willing to put aside your availability in order to work towards those goals and prior commitments and priorities? If the answer is no, if the answer is you're willing to jump at any opportunity to become available, you may want to reevaluate your priorities, your goals, and is there a strong pull towards that direction? Or are you just looking to be available to anyone because you don't have a strong enough vision for yourself or your life? And I'm not saying availability is bad. Being available to people is not bad. It's when you're available to the detriment of your own progress and your own goals and your own responsibilities and your own priorities and your own self, that's what I'm talking about. Being too available to everything and everyone but yourself. That's this week's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed. I appreciate you all that are always tuning in and listening. I am in the background working on multiple projects and still finding the time to record 2 podcast episodes a week. Shout out to me. But again, this is what's been on my heart, to really just get this message of availability out, because I've had, you know, a lot of challenges in the past, and I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs and people who struggle with this, right? Who struggle with just being, you know, themselves. And if they do have time, allocating that back to themselves rather than opening up to being more available for other people, places, things. Okay, I'll see you guys during the next episode. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.